Good evening, everyone. Today is the 13th of September, Tuesday evening. I'm preparing this devotional for Wednesday morning, the 14th. I want to remind everyone that tomorrow night we're going to have a conference call with Mike Orr and Mark. And tomorrow night our subject is going to be singing praises to the Lord. And Rosette and Mark and myself, and if Mike wants to, we're going to be singing maybe a couple psalms and a couple hymns tomorrow night. And then we're going to make some comments about praise, thanksgiving. Tonight I want to talk about a subject that really technology has brought to the front of my mind, and that is that, you know where it says in the Gospels, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature? Who would have ever dreamed that, you know, I could sit here in my living room and I could I could broadcast all over the world by just sitting here in my living room? You know, it's just hard for me to believe that this program goes into 82 countries and it goes in all the states of the United States, and I'm just sitting here in my little laptop, and I have the ability to broadcast all over the world. Well, I told my wife, sometimes I feel like just shutting it off. I went by my feelings. Shut down all my social media platforms and be like little Jack Horner and sit in the corner eating my pudding and pie. You know? But, you know, we're called to be salt and light in a very dark world. And every day that I get up, the more I see, the darker our world, the darker our world is becoming. You know, there's no such thing as privacy left. You know, they know exactly where I'm sitting. They know exactly where I'm going. They can trace you. They know all about you. They know all about everything about you. You know, there's no place to hide. The only place to hide is in the shelter of the rock. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, shadows of dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. Well, Rosette reminded me that Moses preached 120 years. Noah preached 120 years before the flood came on this earth. And I don't know how long Moses preached. He was actually a preacher, but we have the Song of Moses registered, and we know that he wrote 5 books in the Bible. Moses wrote the Pentateuch, so he wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So, whenever I get discouraged, I have to just realize that other people have continued to, you know, preach out of the Word of God, even when times weren't really great to do it. Jeremiah was called the lamenting prophet. He not only wrote the book of Jeremiah, but as you know, he wrote the book of Lamentations. He was a lamenting prophet. He was very sad over the conditions of the times that he was living in, you know. And I must say, I'm sad over the times that we're living in as well. But, you know, we're told that when we see all these things come to pass, look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. And so, do we believe that? Do we truly believe that Christ is coming back soon? You know, when you look at this, the last week's events with Queen Elizabeth dying and all the pomp and circumstance around her death, millions and millions and millions of people almost worshiping her, and the millions of dollars that have been spent on this, you know, flying her from, you know, Scotland back to London, all of it, everything that goes involved in this, millions of dollars, millions of dollars. And you've got these millions and millions and probably close to, I don't know, probably 400 or 500 million people exalting this queen. Well, one of these days we're going to be worshiping the true King of Kings. They won't be driving around in Rolls Royces and Mercedes in heaven. We won't need any Rolls Royces or Mercedes in heaven. Christ will be seated on his royal throne. God has given him a name that's greater than any name, that every knee should bow and every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is King. There's only one mediator between God and man. And it isn't Queen Esther or Queen Elizabeth or Jezebel or King Charles. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. And for God's people, you know, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of God. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Whom he did predestinate, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say of these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth, it's Christ that died. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord's laid on him the iniquity of us all of his elect. Well, that's pretty much what I wanted to say tonight. And I hope that if you happen to hear this, and if you're in one of those 82 countries, may the good Lord's Holy Spirit quicken his word to your heart, is my prayer. Or if you're in the United States, God bless.